Media. Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Well, this week we're going to be asking what in the world is going on with some of our senators up there in Washington, D.C. Last week we were talking about Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell and how he had had either a stroke or a seizure or a conniption, whatever you want to call it, some kind of an episode just showing how incredibly fragile his health is. Nearly 20 seconds of him just staring off with his eyes rolling up in the back of his head. And then, of course, we had some rhinos get on and say, oh, there's nothing to see here. He's perfectly fine. There's nothing going on at all. Yeah, these rhinos acting like there's nothing going on here, nothing to see, despite what we saw with our own eyes. Well, this week we're going to be looking at what is going on with Kentucky's other national-level senator, Senator Rand Paul. Just this past Wednesday, the Republicans up there at the National Senate had come up with a measure that says, we want to create an audit office to audit all of these billions of dollars that we are sending to Ukraine, which sounds like a good idea to me. We have sent more than $100 billion to Ukraine in aid in the last year or two. So they took a vote on this, and they were able to, the Democrats got together and were able to defeat this Republican measure to say we're going to audit all of this Ukrainian aid that we've been sending. Now, of course, some people joined with the Democrats in defeating this idea of creating an auditing office. One of the people who joined the Democrats was the independent Bernie Sanders, no real surprise there. And the other person to join Bernie Sanders and the Democrats was Rand Paul. Yes, the Kentucky Republican Rand Paul voted with Bernie Sanders and the Democrats against the conservative Republicans to kill a measure to say, hey, we want to audit all this money going over to Ukraine. It really kind of boggles the mind. Now, we the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, we deserve an explanation for what he has done.
Don't say you got some splaining to do.
Yes, Senator Paul has some major splaining to do. So I look forward to him getting on air and saying, hey, this is why I did this. And if he can give us a good explanation, I'll be happy to talk about that. But he's got some major explaining to do. Let me give you a video clip now of Republican Senator Kennedy from Louisiana talking about the people who are voting against this measure to create this auditing office. So right from the Senate floor, these are the words, Republican Senator Kennedy.
The American people have sent over $100 billion to help our friends in Ukraine. And most members of this body have supported it. But this money didn't fall from heaven. It came out of people's pocket. How can we possibly look the American people in the eye and say that we don't want to assure them, ensure to them that this money will not be stolen? And that's all this bill does. It lets the president appoint a lead inspector general to answer to the United States Congress so we can look the American people in the eye and say your money was not stolen. How can you go home and explain this to your people? You can't.
Yeah, some serious explanations need to happen. What's going on with Rand Paul siding with Bernie Sanders and the Democrats against the Republicans saying we should audit all of this money that Biden and the Democrats are sending over to Ukraine? And he really needs to explain that. We have Republican Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican from Missouri. This is what he said about it. I guess all of a sudden we have billions of dollars laying around that we could just give to Ukraine. It's an affront to the American taxpayers, the American people, and it's got to stop. Mike Lee, Republican Senator from Utah, said this about this vote. We have heard several unsettling reports. Some of our costly weapons have ended up in black markets, and corrupt officials have tried to line their own pockets. With all this in mind, you know what it sounds like to me? Sounds like we ought to create an office to audit all of these things. It's really just a slap in the face to American taxpayers to actively oppose measures to say we're going to be auditing this and we want transparency on how our money is being spent. Who can say amen to that right there?
Let the church say amen.
Think about this. Here in the last year or so, Biden and the Democrats have said they're going to be hiring 86,000 new IRS agents to audit you, the American people, the middle class Americans. They want to go through all of your numbers saying, hey, what have you been spending? But they're not going to audit $113 billion that we've sent over to Ukraine. Republican Senate candidate from Ohio, Mr. Bernie Moreno, he had this to say about it. Quote, it is outrageous someone would oppose even a simple audit of how our money has been spent. End quote. And he's correct. This is really all this money going over to Ukraine. I think this is the biggest money laundering scandal, scheme, whatever you want to call it, in all of American history. We're watching it right before our eyes. And when the people said, we want to audit it, this is who voted against it. And just this past Tuesday, Biden just approved an additional $400 million to be sent over in addition to what we've already done in Ukrainian aid. First of all, I think we ought to put America first, and all this money ought to be spent for ourselves and securing our own border instead of sending money to this corrupt organization to try to secure those. So this is just some of the big news this week. We've got another big news story. But before we get to our second story this week, I want to mention this week's sponsor. This week we are sponsored by the novel, The Coming One. It's a story about a plot to eliminate cash and go to a central digital currency, the path to total government control. It's a wonderful action-adventure spy novel. I hope you'll really enjoy it. You can get it on Amazon.com, or I'll put a link in the description of this video where you can get the novel, The Coming One. Now, the other big news we have for Kentucky this week has to do with the Commissioner of Education. In the last few months, we may have heard a lot from this guy. His name is Dr. Jason Glass, and he has been the center of quite a bit of controversy here in Kentucky, because as the Commissioner of the Kentucky Board of Education, he has been pushing this radical left-wing transgender agenda in all of Kentucky public schools. This idea that we need to give kids puberty blockers, and there's the drag queen story hours, and saying we need to give kids surgeries and let them transition, and don't tell their parents about any of this stuff that we're teaching or doing to their kids. Well, he has been the center of a lot of controversy, so he's been looking for another job. Just back in June, he had applied for an out-of-state job that he wasn't able to get. And so the other day, he applied for another out-of-state job up in Michigan, and he got that one. So he has tendered his resignation, and he is going to be leaving. And I say, good riddance. Amen right there.
Let the church say amen.
Well, what's going to be happening now is the Kentucky Board of Education is going to be meeting to appoint somebody probably as the interim replacement. Now, this person can serve as the interim person unless one of two things happen. Either one, the governor calls a special session to see about the Senate approving a new commissioner of the Board of Education, because this person must be approved by the Kentucky state level Senate up there in Frankfort, not in Washington, D.C. Now, if the governor decides he's not going to call a special session for that, which I would sincerely doubt, then what will happen is that person can serve as the interim commissioner until January, when the new legislative session starts. And then about the middle of January, towards the last half of the month, the state Senate will be required under the law to have a vote on the person that has been submitted by the Board of Education to become the permanent new commissioner. Now, the Senate doesn't have to approve this person. They could choose to vote this person down. And if they do, under the law, they're not allowed to be appointed back to that, even as the interim, for 2 full years. So we're going to be seeing who the Board of Education is going to appoint. And let's really contact our state-level senators and say, listen, if this isn't a person who's going to be fair, then we don't want them. If they're going to be advancing this radical left-wing agenda, vote them down. Because do you realize how much the commissioner of the Board of Education gets? I'll just tell you, for a 4-year contract, which is what these people get, the commissioner earns $1,400,000. And that's just in salary, not including all kinds of other expenses, which I don't have time to get into. $1,400,000 for 4 years of work. Well, you may think, well, that's a tremendous sum of money. Well, it's actually the person who's the superintendent of the Fayette County Schools earns more money than that over a four-year period. They earn more than $1,400,000. Same thing for the superintendent of the Jefferson County Schools, earns more than $1,400,000. I mean, just between these three people here, you got about $5 million of salary over a four-year period. You wonder, where is all the money going? This is where it is going. For these top-level executives, it's not making its way down to the teachers, and surely not down to the kids. So we're going to be keeping an eye on who is going to be proposed as the candidate to replace Mr. Glass, and we'll give you details about that as they develop. So this is the news that we have for you this week that deals with Kentucky news on a national level and here on a state level. Because here on Patriot Point, we go over things that they don't talk about on the mainstream media. You don't get this kind of news or analysis. And until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit